We are now into hour number four. Mike Adams is our guest. Naturalnews.com, Alex Jones of InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. I meant to get to that question earlier. Obama last year signed an executive order preparing for basically martial law under biological attack. Ties into the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51, and others. Clearly, they're eyeing that as a possible next false flag. And the bigger flu scare was just a drill. Mike Adams, they clearly are trying to set the precedent to forcibly inoculate us. Your comments on a stage-release flu. This one, we have government documents where they admitted they were going to release a flu simulant of H1N1 a year before they did it. So it looks like this was all a test. Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the theories is that this actually was the attempt to distribute a real killer pandemic, and it failed on them. The scientists who were engineering this virus weren't able to get it to mutate in the wild the way they wanted it to. That's just one theory. I don't know for sure if that's true or not. Another theory is that it was just kind of a dry run for the big one that's coming, because we know that there are, for example, military labs and U.S. government labs where they work on these as weapons of war. I mean, that's not
BioShield, right? But I mean, it came out that they were developing an H1N1, quote, flu virus simulant to test spread, and there have been a bunch of top scientists say this was clearly made in a lab. I mean, that's mainstream news.
Well, yeah, very clearly. That simulant that you talked about was put out there to try to test the effectiveness of the vaccines against it, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
They had structured that. And
but the simulant was a weakened H1N1.
Yeah, exactly. If you look at the history, and I know you know this very well, but your listeners, this may be new information to them, but the history of the U.S. military testing bioweapons on civilians in the United States is a very long and detailed history. I mean, it goes way back, and they would release biological agents on entire cities. They would inject people with agents without their knowledge. And
New York subway, nerve gassing our own troops, radiating foster children.
Right. So they're capable of this, Alex. They're capable of releasing a very dangerous, very deadly virus. But people should understand this. The most dangerous virus in terms of a pandemic is not the one that kills you right away. It's the virus that you can carry without symptoms and pass on to other people for 7 to 14 days without anybody knowing that it's being spread. And that's usually a low mortality virus, which is exactly what H1N1 was, a low mortality virus.
So, and they've also engineered super viruses that trigger once your hormone levels go down, that are literally a Logan's Run carousel soft kill weapon.
I call those binary vaccines. It's kind of like binary explosive. You have to have both elements in place, and then the trigger is set off, and really bad things can happen to your body in those cases. But yeah, you and I both know, Alex. We see this behind the scenes even too. Things that perhaps we won't even talk about publicly, but we see what they're capable of doing, and they are setting the stage, in my opinion, for something big to strike the U.S., most likely a false flag attack involving biologicals.
I agree with you. I think that's one of the main enemy operations we're focused on. Our eyes are peeled as sentinels, and the public's starting to wake up to just how wicked this government is, but I don't know if it's fast enough, Mike. I mean, people are really in for all these reporters that think it's funny and think it's cute, you know, that make fun of us. If they kill your kids, not our fault. We tried to warn you, jackasses. And, you know, I mean, this is not a game. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. We know who these people are. We know what they've done over and over again, and now they're gearing up to do it on a bigger scale, and people just can't believe it. Mike Adams, great job. Again, naturalnews.com. Thank you for the incredible work you do.
Thank you, Alex. It's always a pleasure to join you, and I hope to do it again sometime. Take care.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. There he goes from Ecuador. He's escaped the main command base of the New World Order, but he's fighting back from a distance. More of your calls straight ahead and the latest on the gun grab in Austin, Texas. We'll be right back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Stop hiding in your apartments and your farmhouses. Come out to the Second Amendment in T-minus 3 hours. Downtown Austin, right off I-35, the west side of 8th and 7th Street, the Austin Police Department, big, ugly brick building, you can't miss it. Be there. We now have the extinct gun shows in Austin. The police don't allow them. They just come in and tell you we're going to shut you down, threaten your landlord, then lie about it later. I read the BATF off their own website earlier. Unlicensed persons questions, ATF Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Give me a close shot of this for everybody, then I'm going to talk to Darwin Bedeker briefly about the protest tonight, then take some of your calls in the news blitz. But for Mike and Anna and Jonathan and John and Angel, I wanted to be able to continue what they were saying with the last guest. But I want a document cam shot of this. Okay, this is from ATF.gov. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. To whom may an unlicensed person transfer firearms under the Gun Control Act? Okay, this is the law. Q. To whom? This is Section Q. To whom may an unlicensed person transfer firearms under the GCA? Okay? This is the United States. Federal law. A person may sell a firearm to an unlicensed resident of the state if he does not know or have reasonable cause to believe the person is prohibited from receiving or possessing firearms under federal law. And then it goes on from there to further describe it. And you can go read it for yourself. Now, that's the facts, but I played the CBS News piece, and I could play News 8, I could play ABC, I could play all of them. We played the CBS. where they just said, it's the law, you got to fill it out. The police asked them, they wouldn't, they shut it down. But Alex Jones and the owner of Texas Gun Shows, Darwin Bedeker, complained that it was the last group that broke the law. That's another hoax. We're saying there is no law, and they know there isn't. And then they just take clips of my show and edit it together to have me lie for them. I mean, do you see how they work? And it just gets worse and worse and worse. So 5 o'clock today, downtown Austin, you can't miss it. It's right off I-35 on the west side, the police building. You'll see the crowd be there. I'm going to be there a little bit early because the media will do the trick. You watch on the news tonight. I just know what they'll do. I know exactly what Glenn Beck will do before he does it. I know what Obama's going to do before he does it. I know their playbook. It's like I've been sitting in on all their, you know, football camp training. I mean, I know when they give this signal, they're doing that. They're going to come. You have a bunch of people show up at 4:45 or so. A lot of people need to get there early because they're and you've got to kind of get together and then run out in front of the cameras. And I know they're going to do it anyways. I'm just doing this so we can expose them later. Because, see, they don't even realize we're here. They don't even understand. They can't lie in a vacuum. But they'll show just a few people. But really, there's no way to get around their fraud because they'll misrepresent whatever we say, whatever we do. The point is we're there to let the police know. We're going to videotape it. You should videotape it. We'll put it on YouTube. It'll reach millions of people. And that's how we do it. And then we'll make videos showing how the media, even if they get there when there's a big crowd, they'll show the corner of the crowd and say there were five people there. And then we'll expose them on that. Like with the tea parties, when there was a million in D.C., the D.C. Park Police said, and the media said 2,000. That's why the media is going bankrupt. That's why the newspapers are bankrupt. That's why nobody wants to read what they have to say. Because people know they're a pack of liars. Now, I haven't talked to him since last week. I don't know if he saw these newscasts that were just pure frauds, but we have them up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But Darwin Bedeker, who just through racketeering got run out of town, they're now going, oh, we did have a law. Nuisance abatement, like it's a crack house. That's what we threatened HEB with. The crack house law, I've read it, doesn't apply to this. It's just total fraud. The Austin police admit the BATFE told them this is part of Obama's program. This is Obama. This is the Justice Department told Austin police to do this. I mean, it's horrible. And it sets a precedent for the entire country. In fact, give me the phone number of KI. I want people to call them and let them know we saw the piece and know they're liars. And get me the phone and fax. So I want people to fax them this BATF document. And I also want to give out the Austin Police Department non-emergency number. Not 311, I know that. I want to give out their regular number. No, you know what? Let's go right at the top. City Council. Give me the mayor's phone number. The mayor's phone number. That's coming up. Okay, I better see you all out there, folks. Come on, we don't have a lot of time. I heard locals were planning a protest. I don't want it to be 15 people out there. I want hundreds and hundreds to come. If we had time, we'd have thousands. I mean, I just heard about this last night. I'm going to be there. Believe me, I got work piled to the rafters. I'm going to come back and work on Police State 4, the Rise of FEMA, after this event tonight. Won't be any good time going to a restaurant for me because we got to fight for this republic. All right, going to Darwin Bedeker. Darwin, did you see the local newscast?
I have seen some of them, Alex. Yes.
What did you think of it?
I was kind of sickened by it, so I haven't really watched any other one.
Well, I just read the BATF. I just read the law. Maybe we should hand copies of this out to the cops.
I think that'd be a good idea, absolutely.
Well, what's this been like for you, being run out of business?
Well, I mean, it's horrible. I mean, I only have, you know, two show locations. Now I have one. I am in the process of trying to find a new building in Austin because I'm not going to let them win. But, I mean, financially, you know, it's, you know, cut my business in over half. Austin was a good show for me. And, you know, I enjoyed all the people that used to come out. And, you know, that whole side of my business has just, you know, gone away overnight. So, I mean, it's devastating, but, you know, they may have won the battle, but they haven't won the war. So, I mean, I'll be back, and I'll find a new building, and it'll be better, bigger and better than it was before all this.
But then they'll come again. So that's why we have to rally the forces. You know, I was talking to a police officer in Pennsylvania. It was Ohio. He reminded me of cases a few years ago where they tried this. And so they just printed out handouts about your rules and that it can be a private sale, but you want to see a driver's license. You know, if private person, that they just show a driver's license. That way private citizens can do, because they're going to be running stings again.
Yeah, and you know, my philosophy is that, you know, if you want to keep illegal aliens from buying guns at a gun show, you know, secure the border. You know, if you want to keep felons from buying guns at a gun show, don't let them out of jail. You know, they're the ones that have broke the law to come to the show, not the people that are there at the show. Not the law-abiding citizens that attend.
This is a swap meet, and they're going to get rid of the right for a father to give a son his gun. That's what these bills say.
Yeah, and it's the crock. I mean, it's frustrating, but, you know, that when you have a bunch of people that are just yes men, and, you know, any order that they're given, they just follow without, you know, without thought to what's right and wrong. I mean, it's frustrating.
Well, I didn't know you'd broken your collarbone a few weeks ago, but you're still going to be up here in Austin today. You're coming up from San Antonio.
Yes, sir. I broke it 2 weeks ago in Colorado, but yeah, I'm still coming up there today, and I'm not even gonna wear my sling because I don't wanna put on a show, you know, for people thinking that I'm playing the wimp role. But yeah, I'll be up there.
You should wear your sling, man. You don't want to hurt your shoulder again.
I know. I've broken other bones and I've done, you know, blown out knees and stuff like that. And nothing hurts as bad as a collarbone. That's weird.
Were you skiing?
Yeah, I was snowboarding, and that's why fat boys don't belong on snowboards. Gravity's
did you did you sign a license to do that? Maybe we should ban snowboarding.
No, I didn't sign a license or a waiver. And believe it or not, there wasn't, you know, people out there protesting against snowboarding. So it was kind of funny.
Well, life is dangerous, freedom is dangerous, but tyranny is a lot more dangerous. And we're going to be standing beside you today. Hopefully you can get there by 5 o'clock, my friend.
I'll be there about 4:30.
Well, that's good, because the media is going to be sneaking around out there.
Yeah, I know they will. I'm bringing some friends up from San Antonio. Some are current police officers here in San Antonio. Some are ex-police officers. So, I'm bringing some support down from San Antonio. Everybody that thinks, you know, what happened, and they know me personally. They know what kind of person I am. That they're going to be there to show their support also. And I hope we get.
Well, good. And we do need to remember that again, I've seen the national poll of law enforcement. 98% are against gun control. They're not stupid. It's the leadership that's bad. It's not the rank and file officer. They absolutely hate what's happening.
Absolutely. And if I could, I'd like to be able to mention our website again. We got it up and running to where, you know, people want to feel like they want to donate towards the cause for the legal actions that are going to come.
And you are going to carry out legal actions if you get the money.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it needs to be done. I'm just not in a position where, you know, I can go at it, you know, alone.
Absolutely. Give us the website.
It's www.texasgunshows.net.
TexasGunShows.net. You also have a petition up there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the petition we're doing is an online petition. We're going to try to get hopefully 150,000 signatures on there. We're on our way. And then as soon as we reach that goal, we're going to submit it to the Attorney General.
And that's to have the Attorney General crack down on these lawless people here in Austin?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is a big issue, and I hope they know Deborah Medina is looking at bringing it up in the debate. So this is becoming a bigger and bigger issue, and just because they had KI lie for them, I mean, that's only going to make this worse for them.
Well, you know, I saw the clip of when the gentleman questioned Rick Perry at the his junket there at that gun range, and it was kind of disheartening and sickening at the same time when he asked them, you know, straight out, you know, how do you feel about, you know, what happened to the gun show, and what do you suggest? And his first words were, you know, he should find another venue. Like, you know, like he was just going to brush it off to the side, but then the gentleman kept on with it, and he said, well, you know, there's a lot of he said, she said going on, and there's not.
Yeah,
a lot
but
of
notice
said,
the governor said. Knows about this, and there isn't any he said, she said. The police now are admitting they're trying a nuisance abatement on this. In fact, I didn't even know Rick Perry got confronted. I heard it happen, but what's the name of the video?
It was a YouTube clip. I mean, I'm sure you could just get on there and do a search.
Rick Perry questioned on Austin Gun Show. This gets better and better. Send it to Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo. Let's get it up on Infowars.com. I'll see you in about 2.5 hours, my friend, here in Austin.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
People can't believe the level of lying. They can't believe that every TV station in Austin lied and said, oh, the gun show got shut down because they were selling guns illegally. You can't sell guns privately when that's not the law. Then the police said, oh, well, we didn't threaten a nuisance abatement. Now they admit they did. They ran off the last guy. The new guy came in to take it over. They just shut him down. It's now a big national issue, and you got to love it. I'd heard Rick Perry got confronted, and I just last night, I didn't look it up. I was busy taking care of my kids when I got home late at night. And then we pull up the video. It's going up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's InfoWars.com cameraman He also does talk radio and TV sometimes locally. Richard Reeves. And Richard Reeves went to Red's Rifle Range, where I do some shooting sometimes, nice folks, and talked to Rick Perry. And at the end, Perry said, look, if they do it again at a new location, now it's harassment. And that's racketeering. When powerful people, government or mafia, do this kind of stuff, it's called racketeering. It's called extortion. It's called intimidation. It's very illegal. And when a civil rights involved, whoo! Now here's the governor, Arde Saveda, and BATF. Here's the governor. Now, he hadn't gotten to the bottom of all your lies yet, but he likes the political issue to make himself look good to Texans. And I'm telling you, your lying is catching up with you. Here's Rick Perry.
Governor Perry.
Yo.
Hi, I'm Richard.
I had at least one more question about the gun show issue.
Yeah, on me.
Robert explained it earlier. My understanding is that the gun show owner has not voluntarily given up his gun show. What has happened, evidently, is a combination of APD and or BATFE has gone and talked to the landlord of the building, who is supposed to be HEB, and that HEB has come to the gun show owner and said, hey, your gun show's off, you're done. And my understanding is that the gun show has done nothing wrong if they've been convicted over or anything like that.
That's my understanding, too. And my advice is find another venue.
Find another venue?
Sure. I mean,
is it okay that the feds come in and pressure a landlord
like
that?
I don't think that's fine at all. Okay. My deal is, though, until we get that all cleared up, because, I mean, there's a lot of he said, she said here, and I don't know what the facts are.
Right.
But if the issue is HEB won't let you have that site, I'll bet you there's somebody in this city that would dearly love to say,
well, I agree,
you know,
that's
what,
true.
Here's what, and then go forward. And if they try it again, at that particular point in time, not a lawyer, but I got to start saying that harassment's getting in play here.
Well, that's
I gotta go.
Harassment pressure.
All right, there goes Governor Rick Perry. A little nicer to Richard than he was when he was on my show that time. Called me a big fat hog on air. But, hey, whatever. Not all of us are like Twinkle Toes. But, look, the point is very exciting to see that because you heard the governor. He's saying that that's his understanding. He agrees with us. But after it gets sorted out, looks like harassment of your civil rights and of people's business. So this is huge news. This is absolutely gigantic news right now to have this going on, to have this happening. So this is getting more and more serious by the minute for the establishment that has been caught doing this. Come out today. Let them know you're not putting up with it. Now, I want to give you Greg Abbott, the Attorney General of the great state of Texas. And I want you to call Greg Abbott, and I want you to tell him the facts have been found. It's all on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The APD's now put out a press release, and they admit that the Justice Department told them to do this and get the Justice Department out of Texas. They have no law, no statutory authority. 512, right here in Austin, Capitol, down the street. 512-463-2100. That's the Attorney General's number. Call them. Be polite, but be focused and say, you better do something about this or we're going to vote you out. 512-463-2100. 512-463-2100. Greg Abbott, go right to the top. We're going right to Governor Perry. We're going right to the Attorney General. Now, you call Austin Mayor Lee Leffingwell, and you let him know that the city of Austin is going to have the Attorney General examining all the illegal stuff they're doing. And that he better get out ahead of this and apologize right now. And tell Arde Saveda to knock it off. Though he's got Arde Saveda vampirically running around with illegal checkpoints taking blood. 512-974-2250. That's Lee Leffingwell. 512-974-2250. Fax 512-974-2337. And fax them the BATF law. They've got it on their own site saying it's not illegal. It's Section Q. In fact, I showed that to you earlier. Here's Section Q right here. ATF Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. Unlicensed person questions to whom may an unlicensed person transfer firearms under the GCA. And you send them Section Q. Fax it to them right now. 512-974-2337. And fax the Attorney General as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Foreign offshore corporations are attempting to take this nation over. We're standing up and saying no. It's our birthright. It's our right as free sentient beings, and we're doing it together. We're going to stand together 5 to 7 p.m. in front of the Austin Police Department, right off 8th Street and I-35 on the west side. Be sure and join us today, 5 o'clock. I'll be there. I want to talk to Mike, Ann, Jonathan, John, and Angel. I'm taking those five callers that have been holding the longest. Then I'm going to blitz through some final news. A lot of it I meant to get to. It's all incredibly important. Got a bunch of huge guests throughout the week. There's just so much happening. But this federal power grab that affects every gun show, every gun owner, every private transfer of firearms is so important. We've been spending a lot of time on it. And the people are on the march right now. The people are waking up. Look at how what happened in Massachusetts to Kennedy's seat. I mean, globalists know the people are angry. That's why Rick Perry's talking like me now. Glenn Beck's doing it. The problem is we got to hold their feet to the fire. Look at how Deborah Medina is surging in all the polls now. They weren't going to let her in the next debate. People started boycotting Belo. They let her in because she's surging in the polls. This is really happening, ladies and gentlemen. And people are discovering, like George Washington at Trenton, with that one little victory, that we can win. That resistance is victory. I'm going to go to your calls here in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this radio show possible. My online video Patriot Apparel store at InfoWars.com. Have the tools to wake people up, the tools to meet like-minded people, wearing your colors when you're out, and the tools to support this operation that is so successful and so effective because we're bona fide, we're real, we love passion, we're teaching people there are good guys, that we can win, that we can take action together, that we do have power. Support the InfoWar at InfoWars.com. You can get deals where you buy one video, get another free or one half price, buy a video, get a free T-shirt of all these different selections, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Now, I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. Have you lost your power and wanted to flip a switch and get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electricity. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators are now available, for the last year, our listeners love them, from Solutions from Science. These portable power systems need no installation and supply household current whenever they're needed, producing electricity directly from the sun and then storing it. Unlike gas generators and solar generators, run quietly and emit no fumes. It's like having your own electric power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite or your shop or whatever the case may be. Go to MySolarBackup.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. That's MySolarBackup.com. The sun doesn't – the government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so take action today. And lastly – I had a reporter last night, again, talking to me, and he was like, so you really believe in being prepared? You really believe in storable food? And I said, well, yeah, I've got a whole bunch of it myself. There could be a depression, a war, a bio release. The government hoards food and weapons. I mean, I do that because I want to be secure. I want to provide for my little ones and my wife. The old-timers did it. We just have been domesticated. I'm not domesticated. I'm like a squirrel that buries some nuts. And these are the highest quality. I mean, look at their website for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I mean, they've got ready-to-eat meals, gourmet, super inexpensive, going directly to the person that manufactures it, people that prepare it all. They're just wonderful folks, and they're patriots. They're the real deal, the people you need to get your storable foods from. eFoodsDirect.com, that's eFoodsDirect.com, or give them a call at 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Okay, blitzing now through your calls quickly. So I want to talk to you, but I got other stuff we got to cover here. Let's go to Mike in Jersey. You're on the air, Mike.
Alex, big time, long time listener, first time caller. I appreciate everything you're doing. Two things. Number one, we need to wake the people up in the northeast of the United States. You've penetrated all the other parts of the country pretty much, except for Southern California and northeast, and I'm doing my best to get you out there, but we need to get you on some radio stations out here besides the coast to coast to get your message across. Number two, just got done reading Seeds of Deception by Jeffrey M. Smith. Book totally changed my life, enlightened me.
Well, and I mean, he doesn't want to get sued, so it's a textbook with all their own documents.
And that's
it's what they say.
Yeah, it's such an easy read, but yet you hear about the problems with Arpad Pusai and Shapira and what they went through. I can't believe that people don't realize the Nutricide that's going on. I would love for you to take 5 days.
Mentioned scientists who were making millions a year running giant firms and said, my God, half the rats are dying. This is deadly. And they said, shut up. It goes to the people.
Right, between the New Leaf potatoes and the Flavor Saver tomatoes. Are you kidding me? Yeah, 40% of the rats died. Let's go ahead and approve it. I can't.
Well, more than that. Well, 40 died pretty much immediately. The others had degenerative, and it reduced their lifespans by half. I'm going from memory. So that's basically a soft kill weapon.
Right, and they had the lesions in the stomach. What I would love for you to do, if you can consider
which they now call Crohn's. Everybody's getting Crohn's.
Right. If you could have 5 days with the Nutricide side of it, with Dr. Rima Libeau, maybe Dr. Jeffrey M. Smith, maybe having the Mike Ranger back on, 5 days of the Nutricide aspect of it, because I really think, besides they're coming from this from all different fronts, the food aspect is going to be the most important, because if they can damage us from the inside, we're not going to be able to fight from the outside.
I agree. In fact, since you mentioned that, I appreciate your call. Guys, give me a document cam shot, please. I want to show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers this, but for radio listeners, just go to the search engine and type in Poison and Progress, Wall Street Journal. And this is talking about terrorists and criminals, how they can put soft kill chemicals into your food and kill you months, if not years. Like one way, there's been thousands of murders that's come out in the last few decades, mainly women. Women like to poison in criminology, Men do it too, but men generally kill people more often than women. It's many times more often. But women generally poison. And it talks about that, and they slowly put small amounts of antifreeze in your drinks. You can't taste it. It's actually sweet. Poison and progress. Modern science race to stay ahead of global terrorists and political assassins began with some devious poisoners in the 19th and early 20th centuries. My guess was one of the most successful poison killers to belong to the era historians call the Golden Age of Poisoning. And it goes into how a woman would put something in your beer that would kill you a month later. And thus began a deadly cat and mouse game. In 2005, the National Academy of Sciences warned the U.S. milk supply was a vulnerable target. Folks, the FDA, everybody's dying in China, dying here. So they just said, you know what? We're not going to get the melamine, the liquid plastic out of your food that destroys your kidneys and liver. We're just going to say in small amounts it's okay, but it's cumulative and it's in 90%. In fact, people won't believe it. Google, 90% of formula had melamine. Give me that for viewers. People won't believe it until they see it. And then the FDA says melamine not bad for you. So just like they say mercury's not bad now. Oh, you found out we're putting mercury in it. Oh, it's not bad. It's good. Oh, you found out melamine's killing people? Don't listen to the Chinese with thousands dying. No, it's good for your baby. There you go. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, go to sleep, little baby, la la la. Take your mercury shot, eat your Monsanto corn too. You'll be brain damaged, and you won't be able to think. But that's what we do, because we love you. Yeah, Health Ranger article came up. That was actually in the Associated Press. 90% of U.S. infant formula may be contaminated with melamine. FDA abruptly declares chemicals safe for babies. But people won't believe Mike Adams. Give me an AP. FDA says melamine not harmful. And then go research melamine. I mean, this is the information we know every day. I have to sit here and know this. And then have the mainstream media who thinks they're part of the system go along with it and think that we're lying about this. Let's go to Annie in New York. Annie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. This is quick, and it was for Mike Adams. But as you know, here in New York, we have the State Health Commissioner, Richard Daines, level a decree that all healthcare workers get, you know, the flu shot or be fired, and that he backed down the very day that it was revealed that his wife and daughter both worked at Goldman Sachs, which brokered billions of dollars in deals for vaccine makers.
Oh, it's always Goldman Sachs. Oh, it's unbelievable. Go ahead.
And so how do we bring these people to justice?
They are. Hitler was evil. Stalin was evil. Mao was evil. Julius Caesar was evil. I mean, people can't believe evil crazies get in control. They think it's funny. Rick Perry's
elected officials.
Rick Perry's party got massive money from Merck to say girls must take Gardasil. Then the death started mounting everywhere, and they had to back out. I mean, they're killing us, folks. And the average cowardly person just can't believe it. I mean, they just can't believe. I mean, I tell reporters that Cass Sunstein is calling for restricting the First Amendment, and they just don't believe it. I talk to reporters every week. I talked to like four or five newspaper magazine reporters in the last week. And just none of them can get it. They just cannot get it. They know the government's corrupt. Oh, they'll admit that. But they just can't get it. They can't get it. They don't want to get it. Don't they love their children enough to check into the claims I'm making?
Well, you know what, Alex? I think they've put their fingers in too many pies, or, you know, there are too many holes in the dike. The money's running out. The people are losing their sense of humor. They'll figure it out once, you know, like, all of these investments of the people's money in New York, the retirement funds, with thieves like Goldman Sachs.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting emails every day, and I see articles every day going, Alex, I heard you 5 years ago say they changed the law to take pension funds. I didn't believe you. They just took mine. Oh, you're all people out there in denial. You're going to find out real good. We could have stopped them earlier, but it's going to get real painful now because you didn't wake up. Now, if we wake up now, we can stop a lot of the pain, but it's only going to get worse and worse and worse if people don't find their guts again and get angry. and get focused and say no, no, no. Annie, I appreciate your call. I am really wound up today. We're the same people. And all these other people saying, oh, no, so it kills the rats. Eat it. Oh, so melamine's killing people. That's not bad. And mercury's not bad. It's good. And fluoride's in your water. You know, every time I talk to a reporter, they laugh at me and go, Dr. Strangelove made fun of people that think the water's poison. You know, you're Jack T. Ripper. You want to nuke everyone. I'm like, no. All these top scientists and the head of the EPA's union. In fact, I keep saying, get him. Can somebody email me? Because I've told my producers, and it just didn't happen because they're overworked, doing a great job. But I had him on about 2 years ago. It was big news. Let's try to Google it right now. EPA scientists send letter to their bosses saying, take fluoride out. EPA scientists send letter to bosses on fluoride. Try that. And it was over 90%. I remember they got most of the scientists. It was thousands, but this is 2 years ago. I want to check it. And I've had these scientists on, toxicologists, you name it. And they're like, oh, my God, yes, we didn't know when I was going to college that we thought it was just calcium fluoride for your teeth. They call it fluoride. It's hundreds of chemicals under that name that's deadly. And they won't get it out of my water in Austin. Even if I drink filtered water, the showers have it. Fluoride's one of the smallest particles on the periodic table. It goes through almost everything. You know, again, they're playing God with everyone. Oh, but Bill Gates wants to help us with the vaccines. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, he wouldn't want to hurt us. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Would you mind if I got into some propaganda placement?
Sure.
Yeah. So I checked out that game, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Where they teach you to be the government and stage false flag attacks?
Yes, well, that and multiplayer, they have you using AC-130s, Predator drones, and if you kill enough certain amount of people, you get titled genocidal. If you kill, you get also titles saying dictator. And you get to be a riot, too. You get a riot shield, and if you kill people with the riot shield, it's called riot control. You get points from that.
And this is how they're yes, I've seen it. I think I meant to play video of it a month ago when it came out and sold $500 million worth in a week or something. Or I think it's even more than that now, bigger than any movie, bigger than Avatar. And the whole thing is simulating killing your fellow humans. And all the studies show until you don't mind seeing dead humans. That's why people see a puppy dog getting hurt, or it's outrage, tens of thousands of phone calls, freakouts, because we haven't dehumanized animals yet. We haven't been desensitized to kill animals. And so they put our normal paternal, maternal, fraternal instinct onto animals. That's the eugenicist model, but then not on humans. I appreciate your call. Okay, here it is. Organic Consumers Association. EPA scientists and workers call for an end to water fluoridation because of cancer risk. August 30th, 2005. Now, that's when they did it again. Let's set some of these people up next week. Now, here's the actual NTEU, the National Treasury Employees Union. Why EPA Headquarters Union of Scientists opposes fluoridation. I told a reporter about this yesterday, and he literally looked right through me like I was a pumpkinhead liar. Because the scientists, you know, they're not like Dr. Strangelove. They're not like General Jack T. Ripper. They know it's nutritious because nanny government only helps us. Oh, God. I just can't even handle it anymore. Yeah, there's their statement on screen right now. I mean, I just, it's painful to be around these reporters, even if they're nice people. That's what makes it worse, is they really think we're crazy and they're normal and they don't understand. They don't know. They say, well, you're just taking the news you want. Well, what do you mean the news I want? They've been telling us for 2 years the economy's gotten better. They've been telling us there's been a recovery. Absolute bull. The government cooks the numbers on unemployment to 10.2. It's 22%. Every major real index. I mean, we're being shoveled a bunch of lies. One more caller. Or try to cram into, I don't know. Let's talk to John in Michigan. Go ahead, John.
Alex, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
I'm good.
I guess it's easy to lie to people when you're telling them what they want to hear, huh?
Yeah, everything's fine. The government loves you. Crank your mercury. Never mind, half your neighbors have cancer and two kids on the block have got their hair falling out. Your wife's hair is falling out. Everything's fine.
What's that Nazi quote that the lie can be protected only so long as they're protected as people aren't affected by the consequences, like the economic? I don't know what offhand.
So yeah, Joseph Goebbels in 43, as things were collapsing, said, we can't lie anymore. We can't lie as much because if you can't block the lie out, it doesn't work anymore. And so now the media still is lying, though we're here exposing them and others are.
And all we got to do is put out the truth. The truth is like a virus. It just spreads. You don't have to protect it. You don't have to defend it. All you got to do is just put it out there.
And think as this global tyranny rises, the great awakening that's going to happen. People are going to not be as materialistic. They're going to get right with their creator. Think about it. As bad as it's going to get, it's going to serve a purpose. I appreciate your call. All right, we'll go to Angel, because I said I would. Then I'll hit a few stories we didn't really get to in the final segment. Stay the course with us, and I'll see you today, 5 o'clock, 2 hours from now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'll see you 5 o'clock, 8th and 7th Street on the west side of I-35 in front of the Austin Police Department. Don't procrastinate. Get in your cars. Get down there today. Let these gun grabbers know we're not putting up with them destroying our rights. And all their lies aren't going to work. UN climate change expert, there could be more errors in report. And then he goes on to say, well, we just said this and claimed the Himalayas were all going to melt because you can go read the quotes because we still know there's a problem. So He's now admitting about the lies. More reports on thermostats all over the world being given false numbers in a unified fraud by the UN and major universities working together. See, this was too big. It came out. Also, we've got James Dillingpole coming on in 2 days, London Telegraph. UK parliamentary investigation into Climategate may not be a whitewash. I mean, they're talking about criminal charges. There's a bunch of other news on that. Investigate Pachauri now, all the money he's been making off climate fraud. It's just, I meant to get to all this today, but we're going to be covering it more later in the week. Also, look at this article. This was from Ammo Land. And I've seen these other reports. People will take photos of their guns for insurance and get them developed. And, I mean, I guess you shouldn't have your photos developed anywhere. People are being arrested for showing a 5-year-old daughter in the pool in a bikini. They say that's child porn. This guy in Belleville, New Jersey, took photos of his guns and emailed them to Walgreens to be printed for him. And they called him up and said, these are objectionable. We won't print them. I mean, just the image of a gun in the hands of a slave will be illegal. I mean, I've got a picture of a gun. There's a picture of a gun right there. I mean, it's... Oh, I'm walking down the street. It's a nice day. Somebody puts a picture of a gun in front of my face. I have like a heart attack. It's like, And you actually show them a real gun. They don't know what to do. Amazing. But I said I'd take a final call. I mean, folks, I never even get to the police brutality. The cops are out of control. They'll break people's arms who aren't even resisting. They'll taser them. They'll beat them up. And then they'll charge them with assaulting them. They'll jump on your legs with their knees and just snap them like this poor lady we're getting her on. And then they charge you with assaulting them. It's not enough you've got a compound fracture. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's just, hey, don't worry, cops. You think we're not human? Some of you bad cops, the government doesn't think you're human either. They're jacking your food and water. But you like it, though. It's the system, and they give you a uniform and some power, and you're gonna teach us. Oh, yeah. You people have no idea what you're part of. Let's talk to Angel in Illinois. Last caller. Go ahead.
Hi. Just a quick question about GMO foods.
Yes.
How does the typical person know when they're walking into the grocery store, which products are GMO and which ones aren't?
You can't trust the government certification because 3 years ago they changed the law where it can be non-organic but still say it. But what you really don't want is GMO. Unorganic's not even that bad because, you know, there's poison out there and you just got to wash it properly. It's the GMO, the cross species, that's really bad. And you just vote with your dollars and you learn the different certifications, what companies you trust, what stickers you trust. And you do research on it, your children are worth it, and you just don't buy any big brands of processed stuff. We all have to consciously realize this is real, this is happening.
So if they're not going to come out and put GMO on their products, you won't see it blatantly in front of you. You have to look at the companies.
You have to go with private certifications, and there's a bunch of companies that do it, that, and the companies that grow organic then pay them to come and certify. You'll come and look at it. And so that's why there's added cost. You have to have certifiers that are there watching what's done. We have to do this because these evil globalists are poisoning everything. You understand?
Yeah.
Don't drink fluoridated water. Don't eat at fast food restaurants. Start there. And don't eat the GMO corn. That is the particularly deadly chemical weapon. I'll see you downtown 5 o'clock, 2 hours from now. Call everybody. Be there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.